holy letters of the Rebbe, and this is the volume 5, letter number 1307, dated Baruch Hashem Chavov Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis, the 26th day of Kislev, Tavshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn Shalom of Racham. The Rebbe is responding to the letter that the person is asking, that there is a kindergarten in his city, but the teachers aren't Jewish, but the administrator is a Jew who keeps Torah and mitzvahs. And the principal or the administrator, the principal, he promises that they don't, the teachers don't teach the children about their religion, and therefore you have in mind to send your daughter to that kindergarten. So, first of all, the Rebbe says you have to first verify if it's actually true that there is no cause of worry that they might teach them something about the other religions in this kindergarten. Also, as far as food goes and similar things, not sharing and other things. And even after all this, so if it's possible to settle your daughter in some different way, so that means that she should not be always amongst a group and under the supervision of non-Jewish people in the place where they are sort of the owners and educators. You know, a lot of times this would be actually a question, you know, when a shaliach or somebody moves away in a place where it's not a Jewish community and they're looking for a place to put the children, at least in the kindergarten. For the Rebbe says, it is in a certain measure, the kindergarten is the time when teachers sort of dig in very deep into the soul of the child, even more than in schools, that's at a very young age. So you have to make sure that they shouldn't always be under the supervision of non-Jewish. And a lot of Jewish schools hire teachers that are non-Jewish as well to be teachers. In the aides or things like that, you know. But the Rebbe says not to be totally under that supervision. Apparently, the yeshiva must be a Jewish school, but they hired non-Jewish teachers to teach. That's what I said. But the Rebbe says, if there is no worries of all the above that I mentioned over here, so may it be that should be with a success, and you should have from her and from the other children Yiddish nachas, Jewish nachas. The Rebbe said, I thought that you were going to be here for Yutis Kislev, for the Fabrengen, that you're going to come visit, the Rebbe says. Would seem that the time has come that you should bring a few members of your community. And it appears that you didn't come, and I don't even know if you made a Fabrengen of Yutis Kislev in your place. It's a waste every day that a Fabrengen that passes and you don't use it on any day that you should make a Fabrengen, and you pass it by without using it to bring the hearts of Israel closer to the Father in heaven and to correct them with the love of Hashem, love of the Torah, and love of Israel. Because we do have the powers, but if we don't use them, so God forbid, we are losing the powers of our leaders, our holy leaders, our holy Rebbes, with the titles Zichronim Tzadik Livracha, etc. Hashem blessed, the Rebbe blesses him with good health for himself, for your family member. May they live. I'm looking forward for good news.